From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. If you pay attention to news about climate change, there are likely a lot of questions on your mind. Is this the new normal for hurricane season? Will it ever get too hot to live here? Have I eaten my last good oyster? Travis Lux is an environmental reporter for New Orleans Public Radio and co-host of the new podcast, Life Raft. He tells me each episode sets out to answer questions about climate change and relieve some of the stress that comes along with all of it.
The facts are important, but it can pile on and feel a bit gloomy. So we were wondering if we could experiment with a little bit of levity. And so to that end, my co-host on the show is actually a comedian. So we try to have a little bit of fun while exploring some of these questions.
Nice. So we know that climate change is a global issue, of course, but as a reporter in this region, and especially for you in New Orleans, folks are facing a lot of unique issues. I mean, we can look back at this hurricane season, right, where we've seen back-to-back disturbances.
Yeah, so, I mean, it really is an issue for the Gulf region. Depending on where you live, you know, you might feel some things more acutely than others. For example, if you live right on the coast, you might be a little more concerned about hurricane season and this trend of hurricanes intensifying very, very quickly at the last minute, or about sea level rise in general. If you live farther inland, you might be a little bit more concerned about really heavy rains that cause flooding, or extreme heat, and how, you know, if we don't do anything about emissions, the number of really, really hot days is forecast to increase. So it's starting to happen, and it's only going to get worse if we don't do anything.
So the first episode looked at rising temperatures and tackled a listener question about whether it'll ever be too hot to live in New Orleans. What were you able to tell him?
Well, I mean, the science is scary. So from what happens to the human body under extreme heat to where we could be in a couple of decades in terms of the number of really hot days. Like the science there is a bit scary. But the good news, actually, and this is kind of one of my takeaways from that episode, was despite those challenges, there are actually things that we can be doing. So it might sound simple, for example, but tree planting is a really powerful way to reduce heat, especially in cities. Mm-hmm. And that's something that everyone can do. So that's pretty cool.
Many of the issues discussed on your podcast are specific to New Orleans, but a lot of them are relevant to the whole region. What other issues will you tackle?
You know, we've got that heat episode. The episode that just came out is about oysters. Have I had my last good oyster? So we take a look at the threats, climate threats to, yeah, I think you'll like it. We're also going to take a look at mental health, kind of the intersection of mental health and climate change, in addition to other topics like hurricanes and recycling too. So it'll kind of run the gamut.
Wow. And you mentioned an episode on mental health. In working on that episode, what have you learned about balancing awareness and anxiety?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to get bogged down on, you know, what the future could look like, for example. But I think it's important to step back and realize that there are some ways to make small changes. So I mentioned tree planting earlier. In the episode about extreme heat, we spoke to a woman who is doing her part and is, you know, moving her neighbors to plant tons and tons of trees in their New Orleans neighborhood. And her name is Angela Chalk, and she said something that really stuck with me kind of about this topic.
So if you and I are doing our part incrementally, and I'm going to use the rule of 10 again. So we get 10 of our friends, that's 30 people making a change. And just build it incrementally. It's not going to happen overnight because we didn't get like this overnight. So the change is definitely not going to occur overnight.
Wow, Travis, thanks for sharing that. Again, listener questions are driving each episode of Life Raft. How can folks contact you?
We're always looking for more questions to explore, and you can just go to our website, liferaftpod.org, and there's a really super simple form to just like punch in your question, and it'll send us an email, and then we might take it up for an episode.
Nice. Travis, thanks again.
Yep. Thanks, Janae.
Travis Lux is a coastal reporter for New Orleans Public Radio and co-host of the new podcast, Life Raft. You can download Life Raft wherever you get your podcasts.